One freezing evening last week, a few dozen protesters met on the cold stone steps of the state plaza. The crowd was small enough that occupiers like Matt Hamill didn't need the movement's signature human microphone to echo his remarks.
I mean, our morale has kind of taken a hit throughout these cold winter months, but we have something to be very, very, very proud about right now. And
of Occupy groups still intact since fall, Hamill says Nashville is among the biggest. But the group was wrestling aloud about its image. Some campers weren't so much protesting as just homeless, and lawmakers complained of crime and squalor in the area. A former sheriff's deputy railed in committee about someone peeing on a state worker.
I said, would you mind not letting your dog urinate on the things that we're trying to move?
Occupier Ben Grady says trying to keep the plaza tidy has been no picnic. While sweeping up yesterday, it was his turn to bust a lawmaker instead of the other way around. Grady admonished State Senator Mike Falk, who was walking his dog.
Appreciate it. I don't mean to be disrespectful or anything. We're just trying to, like, move this stuff, and when it's got dog urine on it, it's just a little bit less pleasant.
He occupied the plaza long before you guys did.
Grady has kept a tent on the plaza, but sometimes let homeless friends sleep there while he went home to a bed. He was working on a PhD in genetics at Vanderbilt before he dropped out to pursue a calling in homeless ministry. Still, he says Occupy Nashville didn't set out to provide amenities for everyone.
Keeping tents up on this plaza has become the central focus, and that isn't what it's about.
Grady's not holding out much hope for a big change in government. He wants to shift gears to changing minds one at a time. Occupy Nashville's goals last fall were to get rid of laws that give corporations the same legal rights as people and to drive financial influence out of elections. They haven't exactly won over lawmakers like Eric Watson.
I really don't know what they're talking about when they talk about money and politics. I've never had no one offer me a bribe or anything.
Watson is sponsoring the bill to kick out Occupy Nashville with support from plenty of his colleagues. But Governor Haslam already tried to evict the camp once last fall and wound up on the losing end of a federal injunction. Haslam says if the state has to go back to court, he's not certain the lawmakers' approach would hold up. I'm Daniel Potter.